Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back.
Watching
7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's the late, great Otis Redding bringing us back. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. It's an organization that helps you stretch your budget while you're growing your business with more professional folks like chief information officers and chief financial officers you can rent. Right, Sam?
Either part-time or full-time for a limited time. In other words, yeah. Part-time or short-term. Or even long-term, and we do projects for businesses that assist in the office of the CFO to get things done, because CFOs often are so busy, but they need high-end help to implement complex programs, right. And that's what we do as well.
And that's TatumLLC.com. Sam, I want you to help me reconcile something. The Dow just went over the record that it set in 2007, I guess it was.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The NASDAQ is near record levels.
Yep.
The Dow's basically doubled in 4.5 years or so.
Since March of 2009.
Yeah, and essentially, but that's on Wall Street.
Yep.
Main Street just got the bejeebers scared out of us in the fourth quarter of 2012. Thinking that we'd gone negative on and was halfway to a recession. Turns out that was adjusted up, but we're still lumbering along at European growth rates, Sam. Please help me understand and reconcile what's happening on Main Street and what's happening on Wall Street.
Okay. First, a caveat here. I don't consider myself an expert in Wall Street, but I'll do my best as a financial person to interpret the reconciliation of why would Wall Street be so far up when the rest of it are kind of limping along here, trying to do the best we can with what we have. In part, I believe this. First, the economy generally is expected to grow at around 2%. That's not much to write home about, but it's better than alternatives of a more negative way. Here's what's going on in Wall Street, I believe. It is, and our survey shows this, there is a breadth to this period of upswing that indicates that the economy and business conditions and the economy generally are getting a better traction toward growth than they have had since 2008 and 2009. We've had a couple of false starts in the past 2 or 3 years, actually, where we've gone up a little bit in the spring and then dropped in the summer. But this has indications of a greater permanence, and it's being led by housing and automobiles.
But how much of it, Sam, is being propped up? How much of this is being sort of inflated because of the easy money policies, the quantitative easing of the Fed?
That's a very important factor. You got to believe that there's
a potential bubble, a potential equities bubble, because of $86 billion of money being printed from thin air by the Fed every month.
But every month, yes, $1 trillion a year.
That's not helping Main Street. It's got to be going somewhere. And I'm concerned. Here's my concern, Sam. Yep. I don't begrudge Wall Street of anything. I hope they do wonderful. I hope they go to 100,000. Yep. But what I'm worried about is if there is a bubble in any of that, it will bust. It will collapse one day. And what I don't like is, unlike other times, Main Street has not benefited from this run-up. But when it collapses, when Wall Street collapses, Main Street will be hurt by that collapse. That's what I'm upset about, what I'm concerned about. How valid is that concern?
There's some validity to that in this sense. When the market was at its high in 2007, interest rates, the 10-year Treasury bond was over 4%,
yep.
And now it's less than 2%. Mm-hmm. Okay, so interest rates are being held down artificially by Federal Reserve action, the right. quantitative easing,
quickly.
The printing of money. All right, and that will not go on forever.
Right.
And when that begins to taper off, I think it will have an effect on Wall Street and bring it down to some degree. But let's also recognize that this is that overall the economy is improving at a pretty steady rate, and it's spreading out, and this has symptoms of lasting and going on for the next 2 years.
I sure hope you're right, Sam. But thanks for the good information, the good perspectives there. Thanks for today. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.